Hi, Dancer. Jess here.
Welcome to the new and improved podcast from The Whole Dancer. I am so thrilled that you're here, and I hope to give you some insight and inspiration when it comes to finding a more balanced approach to food, your body, dance, and life. Really covering all those bases of what can help you feel whole as you pursue dance. Now, I would love for you to subscribe to the podcast so that you get an alert every single time there's a new episode, and leave a review so that your friends will be more likely to find The Whole Dancer too. Thanks for being here.
Let's get started.
Hi, dancers. Jess here. Welcome back to The Whole Dancer podcast. Today, we are going to talk about ending your season strong and sort of making sure that your experience in this season of dancing informs and uplifts your mindset and mentality going into next season. So this is a real planning ahead focused chat we're going to have today. I think a lot of times what happens is the season ends and you're exhausted or experiencing some level of burnout. And then you're kind of just still in survival mode, or you go the opposite direction and you are just like sleeping a lot and resting a lot, but not harnessing any level of intention to make sure that your time off will allow you to come back to next season, to your new season of dancing, feeling fully recharged and energized and excited and, you know, prepared to be in a better position to reach your goals. If the season didn't go as planned, or you were hoping for more opportunities and they didn't come, definitely keep listening to this episode because I want to make sure that you are ready to take on your next season of dancing in a higher mindset, in a higher level of energy, in just like a higher version of yourself. So let's first talk about reviewing this past season of dancing. And, you know, it's April now when I'm releasing this episode, and I know some of your seasons will end later this month or next month, depending on the structure of your company. Some of you may dance into the summer a bit, but, you know, whenever it's happening, you want to take some time to actually review this last season of dancing. And like I said, this tends to be a missing piece in and of itself. To actually sit down and ask yourself some really important questions about how the season went and how it might improve in the future. Ask yourself this: were you thriving? Right? Make sure you've got a clear definition for yourself of what thriving really means. And, you know, it's not just letting yourself get through it, but it's to really to prosper, to be fortunate, to be successful, right? This is like some dictionary definition words for thrive. You want to grow and develop vigorously or flourish. That's a very different idea than just getting through it, you know? And a lot of dancers, because of the busyness of your schedule, because of the potential or possibility that you have to have some extra jobs in addition to your dancing, it's very possible that it's felt hard to actually get to that place of thriving, of prosperity, of success, of flourishing. So if you weren't thriving, what was getting in the way? What were the challenges? What were the setbacks? You know, if you were injured this season, obviously that's a big challenge and setback, right? So you can be honest with yourself about what went on to create challenges for you. Next, I want you to ask yourself if you enjoyed yourself, because maybe you didn't get cast in, you know, soloist roles that you were hoping for, or you didn't get some of the dancing opportunities that you had hoped for, but you maybe still enjoyed your dancing and were able to see the positives in your dance experience this season, and you had a good time. And that counts for a lot in my book. I think that having a positive experience of the season, like despite not getting every opportunity, is a very good mentality to be in. And that's a very positive thing to take away from the season. How was your life outside of dance and work? Right. So like if dance is all you do for work, which is awesome, right? Maybe you were just dancing. And then what was life like outside of that? Did you have good social connections? Were you thriving in your relationships? Did you stay connected to friends and family? Did you do things for yourself to serve your highest level of well-being, to serve your best dancing? It can't just be all work all the time. And this is counter to some of the messages you might hear from, you know, high-level dancers and dance experts even. A lot of time the message we still receive as dancers is you must be giving 150% all the time. Work harder, do more, exercise more, cross-train more, take more classes, do more rehearsals, more. But if there's no balance in that pursuit of more, if there's no intention behind it, if you're not very clear with yourself about what you can achieve by doing more, well, then it might just be more to your detriment, to your exhaustion, more to the point that you have no time for yourself and no time for relationships and no time for meal planning and self-care and things that really, really can take you to the next level. Maybe you were overworking. I say this a lot because this was my experience as a freelancer. When I was freelancing, I was very uncomfortable and fearful of the lack of consistency in my dancing work. So I overloaded the rest of my schedule with work to pay the bills. So I literally worked 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday. Some days I was up and taking class at 9:30 in the morning, and then I was done with work at 10 p.m. at night. And, you know, I had like some time in between things, but I was living in Boston, so it wasn't like a super small town, or like I didn't drive at the time, so I wouldn't go home in between anything. So I was literally out of the house from, you know, say 8 or 8:30 until 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. And it was excessive, actually, because I was making much more than enough to cover my expenses. And then because I was so burnt out and exhausted from overworking, I didn't like save the extra money that I was making. I was engaging in retail therapy and buying things with the extra money I was making. So my message to all of you would be, if you're in a situation where you're working to excess, look at your work and ask yourself how much money you need and how much money you're making. And yes, perhaps this may be a phase in your life where you're not actually able to save so much for retirement or the future or whatever. But if you can create more balance for yourself, you'll enjoy the dancing more, you'll dance better, you'll be able to show up more fully to your dance experiences and jobs and performing. You'll just have a lot more balance, and that will serve you. That will serve you to dance better. It will serve you to book more dancing jobs. It will serve you to get better roles. It will, you know, serve you to potentially get a promotion. Or if you will be auditioning next season, those adjustments are going to serve you to show up more powerfully at auditions. Even if you have to work to a degree where you can save some money for auditions, like I get that too, but creating the balance is going to let you show up much better to the actual audition process as well. So ask yourself this season, were you at your healthiest? Like, did you feel like you had high energy? Did you get sick infrequently? Did you perform at a high level? Were you getting stronger? Were you improving as a dancer? Right? These would all be indications that you are at your healthiest. How were you caring for yourself in order to achieve that healthy mind and body? And this may be through self-care practices. This may be through the simple act of putting the phone away and going to bed early in order to get 8, 9, 10+ hours of sleep. Yes, dancers need lots and lots of sleep because you are high-level athletes, and we don't talk about that enough. And if you're a teenage dancer or a parent of a teenage dancer who's getting 5, 6, or 7 hours of sleep, something's got to give. And so like if you're a professional dancer and you're getting 5, 6, 7 hours of sleep, same deal. something has to give. You need more sleep than that. You need more than the traditional, oh, you know, like regular people need 8 hours of sleep a night. Most dancers need 9+ at any age. So how were you caring for yourself? And were there opportunities to better care for yourself that would be easy to employ, easy to put into practice? In your dancing season and experience, did you get opportunities you were excited about? And like I said earlier, if you were not given tons of opportunities that you had hoped for, but you still really enjoyed yourself, you enjoyed the dancing, you felt fulfilled in what you were doing, well, maybe this just wasn't the season for that for you. And I think that that's honestly okay, right? We don't always every season have to feel like we're getting every opportunity. Some seasons we get those chances and others we may not. And being okay with that, but still seeing the season as a quote unquote success or a positive experience is still like perfectly valid. You know, when we're teenagers, when we're young, before we're actually in the profession, I think sometimes the idea is that if you're not getting opportunities every season or getting promoted every year or every other year or something like that, you're somehow less successful. Just making it to the professional level in this career is amazing, right? And your level and your experience of success and your definition of it is what is most important. And I think the older you get, the better you're able to see, like, oh, I get to decide what quote unquote success means. That is up to me, nobody else. No one else's definition of success has to define mine. And that's a very important distinction. And even to get clear on that for yourself is going to help you going into your next season of dancing. So you might sit down and say, you know, what does success mean to me now? Because like I said, if you haven't really thought about it and you're taking your definition of success off of something you created when you were 12 or 13, and now you're really in the profession and you're, you know, 19, 20, whatever, you're going to have a very different experience and a different knowledge and awareness of what it means to be successful in this career for you. So make sure you give yourself the time and space to define that. Moving forward, create really clear goals. Sometimes dancers are, and people in general, not just dancers, are just kind of wishy-washy with goals, and we're not aware of our intention behind them. When I work with clients, I have a very specific goal setting process, which is specific to dancers, to help you move through your dance life and experience in a very clear and aligned and intentional way. And it has to do with connecting with how you would like to feel in your life and dance experience. Once you have very clear goals, you can make sure that your actions are actually aligned with the goals. Sometimes we take action out of habit or because we are in survival mode. And very typically, those actions are not aligned with our goals, right? They're like, this is what I have to do to get through this. This is what I have to do to survive. I want you to be in a much better place than that. I want you to be feeling amazing and thriving, getting things to the next level. Which brings me to an opportunity that I'm like so excited to share. And I'm gonna say the timing of this now, just in case you're listening to the podcast episode later. But if it's, you know, years later or months later and you're curious about this opportunity, reach out, send me an email, jess@theholedancer.com, or you can go to theholedancer.com and click on the contact page and connect with me that way. But right now, April 2024, I'm preparing to open enrollment for professional dancer group coaching. This is all about helping pro dancers elevate your dancing and your life by being incredibly intentional and action-oriented through your layoff so that you can go back to next season in the fall or whenever your company starts back up of 2024, starting out feeling just like so ready to tackle things from a higher level. You're going to build through this program a lifestyle that supports your best dancing. You'll establish strong routines. You'll have supportive food plans. You'll have a comforting home environment, and you will have a mindset for balance and self-support so that you can cope with stress and deal with the busier weeks, like performance weeks, times when rehearsals just feel overwhelming, right? Really managing those things, but having very clear actions and intentions so that going into your next season, you are ready to tackle it. You feel like, I've got this. Like, I'm more confident. I want you to feel more confident than you've ever been going into a new season of dancing, that it's going to be your best, that you're going to feel your best, you're going to perform your best, you are going to reach that next level. If you're going into next season and intending to audition for other companies, you're going to be really prepared for that because all the action you're taking now will be aligned with those goals. This group coaching program is for pro level dancers. So you might be at the trainee level of professional, second company or company level. Wherever you are, you do have to be 18 or over. And if you have felt like you're just surviving through the season, struggling to perform your best, questioning even like your path in dance, perhaps like you're not super clear that you're even on the right path, this program is designed for you. I want you to gain clarity. I want you to create a life and system that supports you to feel your best. We're going to start around mid-May and we'll go through mid-August. It's roughly a 3-month coaching program with 12 coaching calls in total. We'll meet every single week for 3 months. Calls will be roughly 60 to 90 minutes, depending on the size of the group and what we happen to be working on that week. Every single week, you're going to take action and do writing and self-exploration and evaluation in order to not only analyze this past season of dancing, but like I said, to have a very clearly mapped out process that will help you connect to your goals, your needs, your desires, so you can create a life that supports your highest level of achievement in dance and life. It's a holistic program. It's not focused on just one area. We're going to look at you as a whole person, not just a dancer, right? Human first, supporting yourself as a human. There will be recapping, vision and goal setting. You'll go through an exercise that evaluates various areas of your life to make sure that you have clear actions to improve and feel more supported in those areas. We will look at food, meal planning, and those logistics of that. We'll work on practicing mindful eating and implementing meal plan adjustments should they be needed. You will identify the things that stressed you out most in last season. You'll create healthy coping plans. We will have movement practice aligned with this, where I'll be getting other practitioners in to support you in the movement aspect so that you don't feel stressed that you're doing not enough or too much, but you find a very clear and happy middle ground. You'll create a home environment that supports your highest level of happiness and fulfillment. You'll make a season plan for next season. I'll walk you through the steps of all of this. And then you'll have a very clear picture of how to take these skills and shifts forward so that, like I said, next season will be your very best. If you're interested in this opportunity and you're like, okay, Jess, I need to know more. I want to talk to you about this, make sure I'm the right fit. I have questions. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to sign up for a complimentary coaching call focused on the possibility of working with me through this group coaching program. Any questions you have, I can answer during that call. If you would prefer to email me first, like I said, you can do that. I'll include my email in the show notes as well. I am so excited about this because it's something that's been on my mind for years. But now is the time when I finally feel I have all the pieces together. I have a clear plan of action to help you have a clear plan of action for your life and dancing. It's going to be awesome. Beyond just the pieces and the shifts in your life that you can see, you're going to have a community of dancers for support through the layoff that I think is sometimes missing. I think sometimes we are not seeing our dance peers so much in the summer, or we're seeing other dance people too much. And all of the dancers within this group are going to help you to feel more at ease, more confident, more sure, and less in comparison. So if you're someone who generally spends your layoff thinking like, oh my gosh, or like looking at Instagram and be like, oh my gosh, she's dancing so much. He's dancing nonstop. They're all so busy and doing these things and like taking opportunities and performing and working with choreographers and I'm not doing anything. This work is something big. And finding the balanced and calm mindset to approach yourself and your time off in the way that's going to serve you is going to make a huge difference in your life and dance experience. And you're going to have the support of this dance community as well, which I think is awesome. And every time I've done a group program, the group aspect is something people love. And even the people who come into it feeling kind of afraid of like, talking about vulnerable topics in front of other dancers or, you know, revealing what went well and what didn't go well in front of other dancers. Like that feels super scary, but it is something that can truly unlock a higher level of life and potential for you. So sign up for this call, consultation, group coaching consultation to connect with me and we'll get you set up. And if it's not the right fit, it's not the right fit, whether you work to get together with me one-on-one or not at all is up to you, but let's chat. There is no obligation. It is just a conversation. And I promise I'm like really non-intimidating in all aspects, but especially in these calls. So, I mean, I don't think people find me intimidating, but I guess sometimes people have been nervous about connecting. So don't be nervous. I'm here for you. I am a fully no judgment zone. I have been through it all. I've seen and experienced the ups and downs. And I know that support can make a huge difference for you. So I look forward to talking with you soon. All right, friends, have a great rest of your day. We'll be in touch.